and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti with the latest Mideast war, now more than a month old after that Hamas terrorist attack that triggered it and civilian casualties mounting in Gaza. President Biden's been asking Israel for humanitarian pauses. The White House now says Israel is willing to grant some very specific and short ones.
4 hours doesn't really seem like a lot of time. Most people are on foot. Some get onto donkey carts. We've seen people even being wheeled in wheelchairs. And bear in mind that there is a desperate shortage of food and water, so people are probably quite weak as well as they search for refuge, and it's not always safer along the route. We've seen that there's been bombings and explosions in the south.
CBS News correspondent Deborah Pata. New worries for elections officials in several states.
A source familiar with the investigation tells CBS News there are more than a dozen letters being investigated addressed to election offices in Washington State, Oregon, California, Nevada, and Georgia that may have been mailed from the Pacific Northwest. Initial tests show that some of the letters contain trace amounts of fentanyl, but more definitive tests are ongoing.
CBS News correspondent Jeff Begays. This just in, all passengers are now safely off a Baltimore to Atlanta flight tonight after a passenger reported that an anonymous airdrop message claimed there was an explosive device on board. After imposing restrictions or outright bans on abortion after the U.S. Supreme Court threw out the federal right, some states are trying to criminalize out-of-state travel to get them. The Justice Department is suing to block that.
The legal question is, can a state deprive its residents of the right to travel to states where abortions are legal? The Department of Justice is going on the offensive to resolve that question by pointing to the constitutional right to interstate travel.
CBS News legal analyst Dane Rosenbaum. Not running for re-election next year, one of the few Democratic senators in overwhelmingly Republican states, Joe Manchin of West Virginia.
What I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together.
Not everywhere, but in much of the country, the cost of a roadside fill-up is dropping, has been for quite a while. Patrick DeHaan is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis.
We're now seeing 9 states where consumers can find average gasoline below the $3 a gallon mark, with almost a third of all nationwide stations below that mark.
And checking those gasoline prices, inching down about a penny or two a day, AAA's national average for a gallon of regular, now $3.40. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, Our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with a low of 28. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 39 tomorrow. Lows around 26 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, that makes it Friday, Eve up in here, Dom edition, and I feel colorful from the outside in.
You are looking very bright today, Crudy. Good to see you. Nate, working aboard our fair audience. Happy, happy Friday Eve to us all. Crudy, you're sporting it, man. You got this like blue and what, red Hawaiian shirt on, man? Isn't it November?
My wife and youngest child implored me not to leave the house wearing this shirt today.
They have good instincts.
Mrs. Crudy said, you can't wear a Hawaiian shirt after Labor Day. I said, I've never heard that rule. I'm not wearing white pants.
Thankfully. You know, Hawaii.
This Badger hat I've got on, the classic W, the forward W Badger hat. I have had this hat on many, many times at many very important occasions, Dom, including the Women's March in Washington, D.C. I wore this to Trump's inauguration the day before because I only apparently traveled with one hat that day. And many other pictures as I was looking for a picture of me and Cornel West and Jill Stein. Because I think for some strange reason, the night of the Women's March, I think we met those guys at a D.C. restaurant. The only meal we didn't eat in a bar.
I vaguly recall.
You know, Dom,
that was a long time ago, man.
I enjoyed your company these last two evenings, both here in the Solidarity Realty studio and also afterwards downstairs at a couple of the finer beverage establishments on State Street here in Madison.
Indeed.
We watched some Bucks game last night, and it was a glorious victory for the Bucks over at the lowly Detroit Pistons.
Hey, Detroit covered, baby.
But that's the painful part. Come on, man. I can't. Giannis got thrown out of that game. Well, here's the good
news. That's my understanding, yes.
Although there won't be any gentlemen's wagers going on tonight, we're going to give way to the Bucks pregame show here in like an hour and a half. Bucks tip off at 6 o'clock tonight against Indiana Pacers. And playing around the Civic Media Network will affect those listening to our voices on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN, our flagship down in the Racine-Kenosha area, WISS in the Fox Valley, and WLAK. Those all will turn off the greatest radio show ever for a Bucks game. And also on the big Q, 98.3 FM in the Northwoods. If you're going to the cabin, it's okay. Turn it on. Bucks. But I'm a little sad we're getting preempted after they didn't cover last night and all.
Giannis was ejected yesterday from the game.
What'd he do? What'd you do?
Two unsportsmanlike technical fouls. Apparently he dunked on the dude and gave him a look afterwards. And that was the second and he was out. Normally a, you know, pretty humble guy, but hell of a competitor.
If you could dunk on me like Giannis dunks on the NBA, Dom, I'd be okay with that. The angry face he gives. Don't even try it.
Oh, I know. It's so good.
So Bucks at Pacers, 6 o'clock right here on the Civic Media Network. Not streaming, but on the air. Give it a listen around the network. We'll do our best between now and then, Dom. And we're going to start in our backyard. You know, there was sort of a sneaky Pete play. Janelle Brandon called an audible on the floor of the assembly today, Dom.
How'd that work out?
Second time this week she tried. Apparently she tried on Tuesday. And as Tyler August, the speaker pro temp, was gaveling out on Tuesday, point of order! She wanted to have a point of order. Was not acknowledged. Just boom, boom. Gaveled out. Well, today she tried again, Dom. And what was your girl, Janelle Brandon, the conspiracy theorist extraordinaire, formerly in Robin Voss's Good Graces, not so much anymore. What was she up to today, Dom?
Crudy, Jesse Aplian reports over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, a Republican lawmaker's effort to initiate impeachment proceedings against Wisconsin's top elections official was rebuffed on the assembly floor during Thursday's session dedicated to implementing changes, many with bipartisan support, to the state's election laws. Crudy's pal, Rep. Janelle Brandon, a Republican from Menominee Falls, requested unanimous consent to suspend the rules toward the beginning of the session and take up a resolution containing 15 articles of impeachment against Wisconsin Elections Administrator Megan Wolf, she introduced with four other GOP members of the Assembly in September. Many of the impeachment articles contain accusations that have been debunked or are based on decisions made by the bipartisan panel of commissioners who oversee Wolf. Quote, I think it's unfortunate that this body is working against a process that's allowing someone to remain in office that is not necessary, Brandon said with, you know, no self-awareness. The motion was out of order, said Speaker Pro Tem Kevin Peterson of WAPACA, who shut down the effort. Brandon says she was prevented from making the same effort, as Crudy mentioned, on Tuesday. As Tuesday's session concluded, Brandon shouted out, Mr. Speaker, from her seat as Majority Leader Tyler August adjourned. Both moves came after President Trump on Monday shared with his 6.5 million social media followers a press release from Brandon criticizing Robin Voss for not moving to impeach Wolf. The 2024 presidential hopeful primary frontrunner continues to cast the state's nonpartisan election administrator as a villain in his false narrative about the battleground state's 2020 election. So she got the boss to give her a little love. She's feeling frisky now. So I mean, if you get thrown down by Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly by other Republicans, wow, Janelle, you're out of order.
You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
So the Republican Party's in disarray.
I think you overestimate their self-awareness and just how chaotic it is on that side, Dom. Because they're literally like one truthy social posting away from insurrection at any given time. Just point me in a direction, President Trump. That's all Janelle Brandon needs. And let's not forget, he is the caucus leader. He made her the head of the Elections Commission, before he had to strip her of it. After what, Vicky McKenna, David A. Clark Jr. incited a palace insurrection? They charged the speaker's mound, Dom. They came to his office last year looking for him to pressure him to overturn what, the certification of Wisconsin's votes. And his own buddy, the guy he had hired because what, Trump encouraged Robin Voss. Oh, come on down. Trump brought him down to Alabama to a rally, apparently. Flew them in private. They flew together, Dom. And then we went through this futile, idiotic 2-year effort through Michael Gableman, the corrupted former Supreme Court justice, to justify and find what? I don't know. They didn't find anything. There was no evidence offered, but an opinion. Gableman's opinion was, we should seriously consider decertifying the election of Joe Biden. Now, again, this was late 2022, Dom, I believe. We are one Trump posting away from these Republicans burning the palace down at any given time.
The Republicans, Crudy, the lawmakers, specifically Brangin, Rep. Scott Allen of Waukesha, Rep. Elijah Beneke of Oconto.
I know the usual suspects, Dom.
Of Hilbert and Chuck Widgers of Muskego argued the impeachment is warranted because Wolf challenged a Senate vote to fire her. I'm trying to remember, like, didn't they take up that very vote to fire her illegitimately because she was never technically put forth from committee to be considered? So the whole thing, it's the lies based on the lies based on the lies based on the lies. I mean, and I get it. You know, it was a weird time during the election. The drop boxes, which were used a lot, apparently a big problem for Republicans, even though they've been used for years and years prior to it. Got that. The money. You know, if we're not going to properly fund our elections, because my opinion, some Democrats or some Republicans seem to enjoy the lower turnout. I think they think they do better when fewer people vote. So if you're not going to properly fund elections, and nowadays apparently some fentanyl being sent in the mail to Georgia election officials, we'll get to that later. But if you, as a society, as a state, you're not going to properly fund elections and the process, especially during a pandemic, and someone comes along, say billionaires, and helps out and gives that money away. Well, if you don't like that because you think maybe the Dem side got too much money and too many people are going to turn out. Okay, at least that's a position. You don't like that. So you make legislation, which my understanding is they're trying to do. They don't want anyone to be able to donate to what? Elections. So it's kind of a weird space, but at least that's an action and a reaction, an opinion on something that you can, you know, legitimately change through legislation, whether I believe that should be necessary or not. It shouldn't be necessary. As a society, we should absolutely fund our elections to the most degree, so we don't have to worry about relying on the good graces of any particular billionaire to step and fill that breach. But at least that's something. I mean, Wisconsin Institute